ShasIlluminated.org presents the following shiur by Rabbi Moshe Chaim Byron. Maseches Menachos is dedicated to Eilui Nishmas Rabbi Chiel Michel ben Rabbi Yisrael Yehuda Karfunkel.
Menachos Daf Yud Dalid. We'll begin with the Mishnah Daf Yud Gimel Omid Beis. The Mishnah over there brings the machlokes between the Chachamim and Rabbi Yosi. If one had Machsheva Spiegel on one of the two chalais of the Shtei Lechem, or one of the two starim of the Lechem Aponim, the sheet of Rabbi Yosi is only the Lechem that he was mechashev on, and only the seder that he was mechashev on, has a chiyuv karis. The rest of it is possible, but there is no chiyuv karis. And Chacham hold zev v'zev pigel v'chayov and lov karis is a chiyuv pigel for both lechems, both of the shtei lechems, and is a chiyuv pigel for both starim of the lechem upon him. Now it's important to clarify over here. We discussed previously the concept of mefagl mechatzi matir. That's the question whether the avodah that he was mechashev during, if that's only a chatzi matir, for example. If he had Machshava Spiegel during the Akhtar of the Klimitz, but not during the Akhtar of the Lavino, so that's the question about the Avid that he was Machashav during, if that's not a full matter, perhaps that's not a Machshava Spiegel. We also discussed, this is in the Yetzer Rashi in Dafi Gimel Amud Aleph, where he had a Machshava on something which is only a Chatzi matter. For example, if he had a Machshava during Kmitza to be marked to the Klimitz Lamachar, but he didn't have any Machshava to be marked to the Lavino Lamachar, so there's not a question of what he was Mefagel during, even if he would be mefagel during both the Kmitza and the Likud Levino, but if he's only mechashev to be back to the Kmitz Lemachar, but not the Levino Lemachar, according to Rashi, there is a Havmina that's also an issue of Chatzim Matir. Akupam and Amrishn over here, we're not talking about either one of these Nidainim, we're not talking about a problem of what he was mefagel during. The case of the Mishnah is, he was mefagel during the Shechita of both Kfasim, and during the Akhtar of both Bezichin, so there's no issue of mefagel mechatzim Matir. There's also no issue about what he was mechashev on, because in these cases he wasn't mechashev on a matir bechlal, he was mechashev on a nitar. The shtei lechem and the lechem aparim, they're both not matirim, they're nitarim. So neither one of these nidarim that we discussed previously in Daf Yud Gimel on the gay over here. Here there's a third question. Here there's a definite bona fide machshev espigol. The question is about which parts of the carbon, if he eats from them now, he'll be chayiv karis. That's what the machlokes chacham and rebbe see in our Mishnah. The chacham say once the carbon is nispagel, we don't differentiate between different parts of the carbon. It makes no difference which part he had a machshava to eat chutzes manoy. Either way, once the carbon is in a spagel, if he eats any part of it, he's chayiv karis. And the basis he holds only if he eats from the part of the carbon that the machshava was on that is a chayiv karis. If he eats a different part of the carbon, there is no chayiv karis. Now here in this Mishnah, when the basis says that the second chalo or the second seder, the one that he was not machashav on, although there's no chayiv karis mishum pingel, still it's possible. Over here, the Achayim explain, Pasul in this Mishnah does not mean that Derabbanon, as opposed to the previous Mishnah, when Rabbi Yosi says, Ein Matir Mefagel Samatir, if during the Avodah of Kmitza you have a Machshava to be marked to the Levoina Chutzes Manoi, Rabbi Yosi holds it's not Machshava Spiegel, because you're being Mefagel from one matter to another matter. Over there, the Gemara is Mevur, later on, Daf Yudaot on Rabbi Yosi, when Rabbi Yosi says in that Mishnah, Pasul, it means only Midarabbanon, because since it's not a Machshava Spiegel Bechlal, so really the carbon is still kosher. Ashenkin in our Mishnah, the Shleima, the Kerner, they explain, once there's a real Machshava Spiegel, the carbon definitely is possible. The Avodah that he had the Machshava in is a possible Avodah, therefore the whole carbon is possible. Here, possible does not mean Derabbanon, it's Dereisa, just as no Chiyiv Karis Mishum Pigol, according to Rebesi. The Chiyiv Karis is only on the part of the carbon that he had the Machshava on. The Brisk Rav over here had a different side to explain what is the Pshat in the Mishnah, why the second Chala or the other Seder would be possible. He wanted to explain the Pshat is because once there's a Machshava Spiegel on one of the Chalais, on one of the Sedarim, so that passels that Chala and that Seder, it's as if it's not here Bechlal. Once one of the two Shtei Lechems is missing, and once one of the Sedarim of the Lechem Aparim are missing, the other one cannot get a Heter as well. We saw this in Adaf Yud Beis on Mabeis, as far as the Lechem Aparim is concerned. We learn from the Pasuk Kodesh Kodashim Hu, Shem Nifrisa Achas Menachalis Kulam Psulois. By the Shtei Lechem as well, that the Mishnah says in Daf Chav Zayin, Beis Chalais Ma'akvis Zuazu. Therefore, if there was a Machshava Spiegel on one of the Chalais, once one of them is in the spagel, the other one cannot get a heter either. However, the Brisk Rav says, if this is the pshat in Rabbi Yosi in the Mishnah, then this wouldn't work in the case that Rav Huna says, B'dast Rabbi Yosi, Pigol B'yerach Shal Yamin, Lo Nispagel Yerach Shal Smoil. And the Brisk Rav quotes the Lashon of Rashi over there on the Gemara, in Dibar Maschol, Lo Nispagel Yerach Smoil. The Lashon of Rashi is, V'ha'oichla Ein Chayiv Karis. The Mashmoyis of Rashi is that it's possible, if you're Mefagel Yerach Yamin, Yerach Smoil is also possible, because there's no Chayiv Karis. If it's possible, there already cannot be the pshat, like the Brisk Rav wanted to explain in the cases of the Mishnah. Because by Basar, there is no such din that if some of the Basar is missing, the rest of it is also possible. Akachal Pshat is different than Biskrov explains. He says, even though we learn from Avdrasha, according to Rebbeisi, that the two lechems are Kishne Gufim Ninu, this is the Pshat in Rebbeisi, Lemaskaras HaGemara at the top of Yudah Omer Beis. That's only as far as the Chiv Karisov Pigol is concerned. However, as far as the Psol is concerned, we consider them one Guf. Therefore, if you had Machshavas Pigol and a Psol is Chal in the carbon, then we don't differentiate and say that the Psol is only Chal one of the Shtei Lechems, not the other one. The Psol is Chal in the entire carbon, and the Mice of the Book, they're all considered one big carbon. This is still somewhat different than the other Nusach that we said from the Achrayinim. The Shleim of the Karen Ur, the Nusach that they say is that an Avodah which had a Machshavas Pigol is a Psol Avodah. Therefore, the Shchit of the Shnei Kvasim, even though he only had a Machshav on one of the Chalois, or the Akhtar of the Shnei Bezichin, even if he only was Mechashiv on one of the Starim, once there's Machshavas Pigol in that Avodah, then that Avodah is Psol. So once the Shchit of Kvasim is Psol, or the Akhtar of Bezichin is Psol, then obviously the other Lechem, the other Seder, is not going to have a Heter either. The Nusach of the Brisk Rav was different, that there'll be a Psol in the entire carbon. Both Lechems and both Starim will have a Psol of Pigol, even though they won't have the Karis of Pigol. The way the Karen Ayrin, the other Shleim are learning, it's not a Psol which is Chal in the carbon, it's just that you're lacking one of the Avoides. Now, I mentioned there's an interesting discussion about the Achil of the Lechem upon him, when exactly was it Zman Achila? The Lashon of the Mishnah here is, Hikter Shnei Bezichin Lechol Echer Min Astarim L'Mochar. That's the Machshavas Pigol. The Mashmois is that the Lechem upon him could be eaten Yom V'Layla on Shabbos when you're makir the Bezichin, and that night as well. Once it's ready the next day, then it's really too late. You cannot eat the Lechem upon him, and therefore that would be Machshavas Pigol. That's considered Nachilo Chutz Zmanoi. The Lashon of the Rambam in Pirush Mishnayos, however, on Er Mishnah, when he brings this Machlokes between the Chacham and Yerbeisi, he says Lechem upon him Einei Nechel Elo B'Yom Hashabbos Bilvad. And he quotes the Pasuk B'Yom Hashabbos Yarchenu. The Pasuk in Parashas Emor, it's not clear where the Rambam saw from here that the Achil has to be B'Yom Hashabbos. That Pasuk is talking about the Seder of the Lechem upon him on the Shulchan. Rakabam, that's what the Rambam says, and the Bartanura as well on this Mishnah, he also says that the Zman Achila of Lechem upon him is only on Shabbos. According to this Lashon of the Mishnah, L'machar, L'chair is Lav Dafka, and the Bartanura himself speaks this out, he says clearly that the Lashon of Lechol, L'machar, Kloimar, it means to say Shaloi B'Zmanoi, L'machar is another way of saying Shaloi B'Zmanoi, according to the Rambam as well, L'chair, this is what you have to say, L'machar means Shaloi B'Zmanoi, but Einichnami, if you'd have a Machshava to eat it at night, that L'chair would also be a Machshava of Chutz Zmanoi. Now the Tosis Yontif on our Mishnah, he quotes the Bartanura and the Rambam that say that the Zman Achil of Lechem upon him is only on Shabbos. Once it's night already, it's already Chutz Zmanoi. He brings the Rambam who quotes the Pasuk V'yom Hashabbos Yarchenu, and he asks on the Rambam, you don't see from there about the Zman Achilo. He says the Pashas will be that the Zman Achilo of the Lechem upon him is Yom V'Layla. He says the Lashon of the Pasuk is V'achlu B'mokem Kodosh Ki Kodesh Kadoshim Hulay. If the Torah uses that Lashon of Kodesh Kadoshim on the Lechem upon him, that would be Mashma, that is Zman Achil is like all other Kodesh Kodeshim, which is Yom V'Layla. Then he asks from a Mefurish, a Mishnah on the 11th Perek, on the Tzadik Tesum Abiz, the Mishnah says, Chal Yom HaKippurim Liyos B'Shabbos, HaChalis Mischalkos L'Erev. If Yom Kippur falls on Shabbos, so obviously they cannot eat the Lechem upon him on Shabbos, therefore they're given out, they're Mischalik to the Kainim on Motzei Shabbos. Obviously, for giving them out to the Kainim, the intention is that they should be eaten. If it would already be after the Zman, they would already be possible, we wouldn't be giving them out to the Kainim. So this is a very strong kash on the Rambam and the Bartanura. So the truth is that the Rambam himself in the Pirush Mishnayos on that Mishnah, he says clearly that the mitzvah lechatchila is to eat the lechem upon him on Shabbos. Unless he says, if you're prevented from doing so because of the tzim of Yom Kippur, then they're eating on Matzah Shabbos. So the Rambam is mavur that surely they are eating Matzah Shabbos, however there's a din lechatchila to eat it on Shabbos. And the Sefer Minchas of Rami explains that lechem upon him on one hand is a mincha, the Sivik Bezichin is the Kmitza, and the Lechem itself is the Shiraim. Therefore, it has a regular din of a mincha, that it's Nechal Yom V'Layla, it's Kodshei Kodshim, like the Lashon of the Pasuk says. However, there's another aspect to the Lechem upon him, and that is that it's part of the special Seder of Avodah on Shabbos. There's a din on Shabbos to do the Aricha of the Lechem upon him, and the Silik of the Lechem upon him from the Shulchan, and included in that Seder of Avodah of Shabbos is also the Achila. This would explain that when the Rambam wants to tell us why is it that Lechem upon him has to be eaten on Shabbos, he quotes the Pasuk, V'yom HaShabbos Yarchenu, L'chair that Pasuk is not talking about the Achila. The Pshat Rambam understands that the whole Seder of the mitzvah of Lechem upon him is a mitzvah which is supposed to be done on Shabbos, and therefore the Rambam understands that the Achila also has to be done on Shabbos. The Rambam says for a mitzvah Chav Zayin, when he brings the mitzvah of Lechem upon him, the Mashmois of there as well is that Nichlal in the mitzvah is the Achila as well. If so, the Menchas of Ram says we can understand that on one hand the Rambam paskin that the Lechem upon him is supposed to be Nechal on Shabbos, That's b'tzad the dini lechem aponim, in order to mekayim the mitzvah of achil of the lechem aponim, which is part of the whole seder of the process of lechem aponim, then it has to be eaten on Shabbos. However, the Minchas Avraham says it's also a regular mincha. It has the dinim of a regular mincha, which is nechal yoyim v'layla. Therefore, if it was not nechal on Shabbos, like the Mishnah's case, when Shabbos falls on Yom Kippur, then it could still be eaten matzah Shabbos. It's not a keem of mitzvah, the mitzvah of achilas lechem aponim, but it is still a keem of the mitzvah of eating from menachos. Therefore, as far as the psal of chutz lizmani is concerned, it can only be considered a machshav of chutz lizmani if he has a machshav to eat it l'mochar, which is the zman achil of all menachos. If he has a machshav to eat it belayla, even though he wouldn't be mekayim the mitzvah, the unique mitzvah of achilas lechem aponim, that wouldn't be enough to be considered a machshav of chutz lizmani. So this would explain the sheet of the Rambam, why the Mishnah says l'mochar, even though the Rambam says the ikar azman achilah for lechem aponim is on Shabbos itself. However, as we pointed out before, the Bartzenur is not mashma like this, because after the Bartzenur says that the zman achilah of lechem aponim is on Shabbos, he then says that when the Lashon of the Mishnah says l'mochar, l'mochar klimar shaloi bizmanai. The mashmais of l'mochar is chutz azmanai. L'chair, what the Bartzenur was bothered by is why is it considered only machshav of chutz azmanai l'mochar, l'chair belayla also should be machshav of chutz azmanai. What he means to say that is lav dafka, l'mochar is just another way of saying chutz azmanai. According to this, Batsunur would hold that if one has a machshav to eat a belayla, there would also be a machshav of chutz azmanai. According to that, the kasha from the Mishnah, the Daftali Tesla Rebbe's, would definitely be difficult. If a machshav to eat a lechem upon a belayla is considered a machshav for chutz azmanai, that would be muchach that belayla is not a zman achilo bechlal, as the Chayekonega the Mishnah. Now we should just mention that we do find in Rishainim another shita, and that is that the lechem upon him could be eaten all week. This is the sheet of Rabbeinu Gershon in Me'ilo Daf Tes, as well as Rabbeinu Yonah in his Pirush on Pirkei Avos in Perikei Mishnah Hei. That's the Mishnah which says, Asar Nisim Nasu L'Aviseinu V'Beis HaMikdosh. One of the Nisim mentioned is, L'Oilom L'Nimsa P'sol B'Oimer U'B'Shtei Alechem U'B'Lechem Aponim. Now there Rabbeinu Yonah explains, on B'Lechem Aponim he says, because the din is it has to be eaten before the end of the week, it never happened that it was Nifsa B'Lino that it stayed over the entire week, that someone didn't finish their chelek and left it over and it became posel. According to these Rishonim also, you have to say that the Lashon of the Mishnah, Le'echol Echer min astarim l'mochar, l'mochar is just another way of saying after the Zman, according to them it would mean after a full week. Now, Tosis of Yandibar Maschel, Le'echol Echer min astarim, Tosis is Medaik. For now, the Mishnah speaks about a case where we had a Machshava on one full Seder. That's where it basically says that Seder is Nispagel, the other one is not Nispagel. What about in the case that we had a machshava for one specific lechem, one lechem out of the six in the Seder, what would it basically hold over there? So Tosfos says, there basically would be maskim that all six would be nispagal. It's only from one Seder to another Seder, that's what basically says, one is not mefagal the other, but within one Seder, even if he was only mefagal one lechem, the other five are also nispagal. And he brings a right to this from the Gemara later on, Daf Yudavad Omid Beis. Rabbi Yochanan has a sophic about lach meitoido and minchas mafetanur. These menachos have different minim. That's the Gemara Shail over there. As Rashi explains, do you say that if he was mefagel one min, then the other min is also nispagel? And Taisa says, the mashmois of that suffix of the Gemara is that within one seder, if you mefagel one of the lechems, the rest would also be nispagel. The same Rabbi Yochanan only had a suffix by lach meitoida, if one min is mefagel the other min, but within one min, even if he was only mefagel one of the lechems, the rest are nispagel. Here as well, if he was mefagel one of the lechems of the seder, the rest of that seder is nispagel. And Tosfos adds further, he says, even if you hold like Rav Huna, who says B'das Rebesi in the Gemara, that Pigol B'Yerach Shal Yamin, Lo Nispagel Yerach Shal Smoil, as the Gemara explains, that the Svara, Lo Yadifi Machshava B'Maisa Atomo, Ilu Itmi Chad Eivar, Mi Itmi Leikulu, L'Chad, that Svara would also apply in this case where you're Mechashiv on one of the Lechems in the Seder. On this Tosfos says, no, the Chalis which are Hukfu in one Seder, Choshiv Chodol Inyan Pigol, they're considered one entity, L'Inyan Pigol, even more than Yerach Shal Yamin and Yerach Shal Smoil. And Tosfos adds further, he says, Shema gamel inyan tumo, im nitma achas nitma kol ha-seder. I'll see in a moment what that means. But Agapam Tosfos finishes off and he says, that which the Mishnah chooses a case where he's mefagel in one seder, it does not choose a case where he's mefagel in one chalo. The pshat is, it's to tell us the chiddush of Rabbi Yosi, that even if he's mefagel a full seder, that's not mefagel the other seder. But Erech HaRabbi Yosi would also hold, if you mefagel only one of the chalis in that seder, then that full seder would be nispagel. This is the sheet of Tosfos. Not everyone is maskim to Tosfos. If we take a look over here in the sheet of Mekubetzes, he brings from the Tosfos Chadoshes, which seems to argue on Tosfos, and the Gilgan over here in Oiz Dalid on that sheet of Mekubetzes, he understands that the sheet means to bring a day of Tosfos who argues on air Tosfos, and he holds B'dast Rebesi that if you're mefagel in one of the lechems of that Seder, it's not mefagel even the rest of the Seder. And the Karnari as well, he says, L'chair, the Pashas V'asugya would be mashma, that at least at this point in the Gemara, that the Svar of Abesi is L'adifa Machshava M'maisa Atoma Ilu Itmi Char Ever Mi'itmi Le'kulu. According to that, the Svar should also apply in a case where he's Mechashiv on one of the Chalois of the Seder. That's what the Shid Megbetis L'chair means to bring. And Tosis himself was bothered by this. Tosis had to be Mechadish, that two Chalois within one Seder are more connected than the Yerech Yemin and Yerech Smoil. And Tosis had it sad to say that even if one of them is Nitma, the other one also gets a Din Tuma, as we'll see in a moment. But Akapam, the Karen Erez says, the Raya of Tosis from Rabbi Yochanan later on, Daf Yudal on Rabbi Yisrael, is not a Raya, because at that point of the Gemara, we already understood a different Shan in Rabbi Yisi, that it's not because of the Svar of the Adifi Machshava Mimaisa. At that point, the Gemara already brings the Drosha from a Pasuk, Hakasav Asan Guf Echor, Vakasav Asan Shnei Gufin. At that point of the Gemara, we understand that there's a Gili from a Pasuk, that in certain ways, the two stammer like two gufin. At that point, we understand already that within the same Seder, different l'chalois are not considered shtei gufin, they're all considered one guf. Now, what does Tosis mean to say over here? Tosis has it said, Shema gamel inyan tumo, im nitma achas, nitma kola Seder. What does he mean to say? The Biskrav, the Chaznish, they're bothered. Tosis seems like he's saying that even if there are two chalois which are not touching each other, if one of them becomes tamei, the other one also becomes tamei. What does this mean? We do find the sheet of Rabbi Huda later on in the Mishnah on Daf Yudah Amud Beis, that holds nitma achas men achalois, and then it's the other one also is yotzal beis ha-seifa. That's the sheet of Rabbi Huda. Ein korban sibur cholik. We'll see about that later. But hakapanim, the mashmais of Tosis is that the kuliyama, this is not dependent on that machlekes in the Mishnah Daf Yudalid. The kuliyama over here, if one of the chalois becomes tamei, the other one also gets a din tuma. What does that mean? I explain. Tosis does not mean to say that it actually becomes tamei. The lashon of Tosis im nitma achas nitma kol ha-seider. Nitma kol ha-seider just means to say nifsal kol ha-seider. Once one of them becomes Tameh, the other ones become Pasul as well, meaning even if you do not hold like the Sheet of Yehuda later on in the Mishnah, here everyone would be Maskim, and if one of the Chais in the Seder becomes Tameh, the rest become Pasul as well. The Chaznish says like this as well, in Kamba Simen Chav Ches, Sifkot on Yud Beis. Now that what Shafuna says in the Gemara, he's Mechadish B'das Yerbesi, Pigol B'Yerach Shal Yemin, Linus Pragal Yerach Shal Smoil. It seems that there's an important Machlekes Rishenim. What exactly is the case over here? Tosis in the end of Dibur Maschali Amrit, we won't go into the whole Tosis, but Teichas Var of Tosis is Mevur, that we're talking about in a case where the two Yerei Chaim were already Huvdulu Zemizeh. In other words, B'Shas Machshav Espigol, the Yerach Shalmin and the Yerach Shalsmol were not attached. That's the case where Rav Huna says in B'das Reb Yosi, that if he's Mefagal on one of them, the other one is not Nispagal. In the Chedushim HaMiyuchasim, the Rashba, however, he's Mashmer otherwise. Firstly, he says over there an important point, that if he had a machshav to eat a kezayis from the zevach, and he did not specify which part of the zevach, then there surely the din is that the whole zevach is nismagal. And furthermore, he adds, if he had a machshav to eat a kezayis from one of the yerechayim chutzes manoy, he didn't specify if he means the right one or the left one, there also both of them are nismagal. And furthermore, he says, if he has a machshav to eat a kezayis from one of the yivarim, he specified an aver, and it was any aver other than the yerechayim, there also, he says, the whole thing is nismagal. The Aush Afuna says B'das Shavesi is specifically by Yerei Chaim, and his Lashon over there is, since they're Chalukois Umefuradis Zumizu Domik Tzas Lechilik Chalis Usdarim Af B'Shem Uschabreis Aydei Haguf. The two Yerei Chaim are somewhat separate, even though they are attached to the rest of the body. Only there, that's where Afuna says B'das Shavesi, that it's similar to the two Chalis, to the two Sdarim, where if you Mefagel one and the other one is not Nisbagel, Yerei Chaim as well, that since they're somewhat separate from each other and from the rest of the body, that's if you're mefagel one of them, the other one is not nispagel. So this chedusha of Yichasim Rashba is mashma nali Tosfos. Tosfos learns we're talking about a case where they're already separated from each other. They're already cut into limbs, and that's what Rav Huna says B'das Rav Yosi, that if you're mefagel one of them, the other one is not nispagel. The Yichasim Rashba is talking about a case where they're all attached to the body, and that's why he says if it would have been other limbs, we would not have said this chiddush. We would have said that if you're mefagel in one kezayis of one part of the animal, the rest is nispagel. By Yerei Chaim specifically, that's where Rav Huna said his din. According to Tosis, they were talking about limbs which are severed, it wouldn't make a difference which parts they were. Once they're severed anyways, there's no connection between the two. There wouldn't be a chiluk between the Yerei Chaim and other parts of the body. They're also, once they're severed from each other, if you're mefagel on one of them, the other ones would not be nispagel. Now when the Gemara says, Yibayi Seim Masvara, lo yadifa machshava mimaisa atumo, ilu itmi chad ever miyitmo leikulu. So there, as far as Tumah is concerned, surely we're talking about two different Evarim which are not attached. As Rashi says over here, Ilu Itmi Char Ever, La'achar Shehufrish Min HaBosar. There, if one of them is Nitma, the other one is not Nitma. So here already we have to understand, Bishma Filon Al-Derech Tosfos, which as we said is Mashma, that Rav Huna is talking about in a case where the two Yerei Chaim were not attached, then we can understand the comparison to Tumah. Just like Tumah, when they're two different pieces, if one of them is Nitma, the other one is not Nitma, so Rav Huna says the same thing should also be according to Reb Yossi. If he's Mechashev on one of the Yerechaim, it's not Mefagel the other Yerech. However, according to the Mechosim, the Rajba, they were talking about the whole thing is attached, so what's the comparison? By Tumah, the thing would be that if it's attached and you touch somewhere on the animal, the rest of it also becomes Tameh. If so, how could you compare the case of Tumah, there are two different pieces? How could you prove from there to the case of Pigal, which according to the Mechosim, the Rajba, is talking about that it is attached? How can you prove that in that case, if you're Mefagel in one Yerech, the other one should not be Nispagel? So the Mechosim Rashba himself, he was bothered by this problem, what's the Gemara's comparison? And he says that Evarim which are attached, La'inyan Pigol, they'll be the same as Evarim which are not attached, La'inyan Tumma. And he explains because when one has Machsheves Pigol, and he specifies a specific part of the animal to be eaten Chus's Manay, so in his words, he's separating between the different parts, and Pigol's Chal on one part, not on the other part. The Brisk Rav here explains Alderach this Svara. As far as Dinei Tumma are concerned, when you touch something, anything that's attached, it's all one object, and you touch that entire object, so it all becomes tummy. Mashenkin Lagabi Dinei Pigol are concerned, it's not chal through touch, it's chal through his machshava, and as far as his machshava is concerned, there's no difference if they're physically one entity or two separate entities. He makes a chalei spigol on the part that he's mechashiv on, if only that part should be chal the machshava spigol, the other part should not be nispagal, the same with Inyan Tumma. Only what he touched becomes tummy, what he did not touch does not become tummy, Inyan Pigol as well, only what he was mechashiv on becomes pigol. What he was not mechashiv on should not become pigol. It should make no difference whether it was physically attached. Now, continue on. The Gemara brings Rav Nachman asked Rav Huna from a brisa which said, "La'olam im beikaris ad sheyifagel b'shteyem b'kezayis," and he explained, "La'karach this brisa is not going according to the sheet of the Rabbanon. According to the Rabbanon, even if you only mefagel b'kezayis of one of them, the other one would also be nispagel. La'karach is going according to Reb Yossi. Yet still, you see that if he's mefagel on both of them." If the machshava to eat from the two of them together one kezayis, then it's tarif and it is machshava spigol. As Rashi explains, the Gemara's kasha is, if you see that being ma'arif with machshava makes them into one guf, and now the machshava of the two chatzay zaysim is mistarif to be mefagel, and surely shtei yerechayim, yerech yimin and yerech smal, which do come from one guf, if you mefagel one of them, the other one should be nispagel. So this Gemara answers, the braisa is not going like Rabbi Yossi, rather it's going like Rabbi. We find the shita of Rabbi is, that if he shechs each keves, of the Shtei Kvasim, each one with Machshava to eat a Chatzi Zayis from a different Chal or Chutz Zmanay, Rabbi holds this is not a Machshava Spigol, since you have to be Mechashav a full Machshava Spigol in each matter, the two Kvasim of each are Chatzi matter, and you have to have a full Machshava Spigol in each one of the Chatzi matters, and therefore here we only had Machshava Spigol on a Chatzi Zayis in each Chatzi matter, that's not a Machshava Spigol. And the Gemara's Medayik from there that Rabbi would hold, that if in each one of the kvasim he had a machshava to eat chatzi zayis mechalazu v'chatzi zayis mechalazu, so in each chatzi matter he had a full machshava spiegel on a whole kezayis, that kezayis was divided between the two chalais, but akapam al de'iruv b'machshavosay, that's mitzarif the two of them, so as long as he had a full machshava spiegel on each chatzi matter, that's enough, he could be mitzarif the two chalais for machshava spiegel. So what the Gemara is trying to say is that the braisa before as well, the Brice that says, "Elohim im bekori sachi yifagel b'shteyim b'kezayis," that'll fit with the sheet of Rebbe, that Iruv b'machshavase helps. Re'echanami according to Reb Yossi, the way Rav Huna understands with Asher Reb Yossi, that pigol b'yarech shal yimin is lo nispagel yarech shal smol, who then Iruv b'machshavase also will not help to make the two chalais considered one. Now, there's an interesting ha'ar that the Karen Ayer points out over here, and that is, when the Gemara brought the Brice before, at the bottom of Amud Beis, "Elohim im bekori sachi yifagel b'shteyim b'kezayis," one understood that means to say that Rima'arav b'machshavosay, that's what makes the two chalais into one. Lachar, you could have understood that what's ma'arav them is that which he had a machshava, one single machshava, to eat from the two of them b'kezayis. Meaning specifically, if his machshava was with that loshen, amunas she'ichlu mishneim kezayis l'machar, in that case it's considered that he was Rima'arav b'machshavosay. Hashenkin, if he was machshava was, amunas lecho chatzi zayis michalazu, v'chatzi zayis michalazu, you could have understood that in that case it would not be considered that he's being ma'arav b'machshavos. That's two different machshavas, one machshav in each chala for a chatzi zayis. If you hold machshavas pigol and one chala is not mefagel the other one, then in this case as well, this is not considered to use ma'arav them b'machshavas to make them like one chala. However, the Gemara over here is mevur not like that. The Gemara is mevur that there's no chilik in what his loshin was, because the Gemara over here is trying to say b'das Rebbe, that dafka in the case we had machshava in each chatzi matter for a chatzi zayis, that's why it would not be machshavas pigol. During the shechita of one keves, he had a machshava for chatzi zayis michalazu, and during the shechita of the other keves, he had a machshava for chatzi zayis michalazu. If he would have had both these machshavas during the shechita of each keves, then it would be machshavas pigol. even if this same lashon was used. In other words, if b'shas the shechita of one keves he had a machshava lechol chati zayis mechal azu v'chati zayis mechal azu, and then again during the shechita of the second keves, again he had that same machshava lechol chati zayis mechal azu v'chati zayis mechal azu. In that case, Rabbi would hold that it is machshavas pigal, since in each chatzi matter he had a machshava on a full kezayis. From here, we see that Rabbi holds that Irv machshavas does help to make the two chalais into one. But Akapam here, even though the machshava was not with the lashon of kezayis mishtei chalais, rather chatzi zayis mechal zu v'chatzi zayis mechal zu, that also would accomplish the same Irv machshavas. From here, the Karnar proves that it's not dependent on the lashon. Even if his lashon was chatzi zayis mechal zu v'chatzi zayis mechal zu, that would also be the same Irv machshava. Now continue on. Further on, the Gemara brings a Braisa, Toshima, Rabbi Omer Mishum, Rabbi Yossi. The same Gemara appears in Zvachim Mem Daud on Mabez. There the Girsa is Rabbi Lazar Omer Mishum, Rabbi Yossi. Akapam, what he says is Pigel, Bedavar Nasa Bechutz Pigel, Bedavar Nasa Befnim Loi Pigel. Now the Gemara over here, Rabbi Yossi, does not explain where is the Makar of this din of Rabbi Yossi. However, in Zvachim Daf Mem Daud on Mabez, the Gemara does bring, he learned it from a Pasuk, which is Makish, Parakoim Mashiach Tashlomim. And the Gemara says, just like by Shlomim, it's only Machshavas Pigal of Maisov u'Machshavisov amazbech hachitzoin. In other words, both the Avoda that he's doing and the Machshav that he's b'machshavon are both things which happen b'chutz. Shlomim does not have any Avodas which are done b'fnim. So too Parakoy Mashiach, even though it does have Avodas which are done b'fnim, but Akupam, the Parashah of Pigal is dafka if Maisov u'Machshavisov are b'chutz. Now we find a similar Shita to this Shita of Rabbi Yossi. The Mishnah Zvachim Mem Gimel Merav brings Reb Shimon. Rav Shimon over there says, "Kol she'enei amazbech hachitzain kishlomim, ein chayov nolav mishum pigal." Rav Shimon says that any carbon which is not hooked up on the mazbech hachitzain, like shlomim, since the parasha of pigal is written by shlomim, a carbon which is not hooked up on the mazbech hachitzain, rather on the mazbech hapnimi, in other words, chatois hapnimiyos, they don't have the parasha of pigal. According to Rav Shimon, this means to say, no matter which avodah you're mechashevin, the carbon itself never has machshavas pigal. Now, Beis over here is different. He doesn't say that there's never machshav espigal by chatoyis apnimiyos. Rather, he says, if you're machashav in avodas pnim, I'm going to ask to do something b'chutz, or if you're machashav b'chutz, I'm going to ask to do something b'fnim, it's not machshav espigal. If, however, he's sheikhin, I'm going to ask lishbech shirayim l'machar, or l'hakter imurim l'machar, that is pigal, because that's machshav b'chutz, b'davar nasa b'chutz. Now, Tois is over here at the top of the Omer, in deeper maschal pigal, he asks Akasha from the Gemara Gittin daf Nandar Omer Beis. The Gemara there is discussing whether a Kohen who claims that he was mefagel a carbon, does he have nemonis? Or similarly, if someone is oisik with the hiris of someone else, and he says that the tiris that I was being oisik in, I was metama them, does he have nemonis? And the Gemara brings that Rabbi Yossi proved that he does have nemonis. From now which we see the concept of pigol, when a Kohen Gadol does the avoid lufnai ulufnim, since no one can be there, no one's allowed to be even in the Hazara when the Kohen Gadol goes lufnai ulufnim. And if we see that there's a nidoin about machshavas pigol on that avoidah, Akarchik has nemonis because no one could have seen and no one could have heard whether he had machshav espigal. And Taiz asks Akash over here, how could Rabbi Yossi over there prove from machshav espigal of Kohen Gadol Yom Kippurim? L'chei Rabbi Yossi l'shitasei over here would hold that there is no machshav espigal by the avodas which are done lufnai ulufnim. So Taiz answers this and he says, the same way we find Badas Rabshimin, which we mentioned before, that there's no machshav espigal by a carbon which is hukar b'fnim, still, even though it's not pigal, still the din is that there's a psul of machshav espigal. It will pass the carbon, there won't be a chiv karis if one eats from that carbon, but a machshav espigal will pass the carbon. So to Rabbi Yossi also, when he says that there is no machshav espigal when one is oved bifnim, it doesn't mean the machshav is irrelevant, it will be enough of machshava to pass the carbon. And that's what the Gemara means to say over there, the Gemara in Gittin, even the lashon of the Gemara is pigal, but Taisus says it's lav dafka, Taisus in Gittin as well over there says the same thing. It really means a psul, from that which he has nemonis to say that his machshava passed the carbon. Now we see that a person has nemonis to tell his friend that your tires were nitmu, and that a kohen has nemonis to say that I was mefagel a carbon. Now the Bisk Rov here asks Akasha on Taisis. He asks, what is Taisis' problem with the Gemara in Gittin? How is it possible for the Kohen Gadol to be mefagel lufnai ulufnim, according to Rabbi Yossi? L'chari, he could be mefagel if he's mechashiv from avoidas pnim to avoidas pnim. The Gemara only says b'das Rabbi Yossi that you cannot be mechashiv a machshav b'fnim b'davar nasa b'chutz, or a machshav b'chutz b'davar nasa b'fnim. What about a machshava b'fnim b'davar nasa b'fnim? Chayav that you would be able to be mechashiv. What would be an example of this? We saw the Gemara in Zvachim Daf Yud Gimel Amud Beis. It says that one could be mechashiv with a tefilas etzba when he's tovel his etzba into the dam in order to do the azoyis of echatos. If he's mechashiv b'shas tefilas etzba to be zerik the dam chutz zmanay, that is machshava espigal. If so, this would be an example how the Kohen Gadol could be mefagel lufnei ulufnim. If he's tevel's espa manas to do the matnas dam chutz's money, that would be machshav espigel. That's a machshav b'fnim b'davar nasa b'fnim. From here, the Biskra proves b'das teisus. Even though the Gemara doesn't speak this out b'feirish, but the same would also be true b'das shabesi that he cannot be machshav b'fnim b'davar nasa b'fnim. Now, what exactly is the shail over here? What would Rabbeisi hold machshav b'fnim b'davar nasa b'fnim? The shail is we could really understand Rabbeisi in two ways. One side would be b'das shabesi. It is similar to that which we find with Rav Shimon. Rav Shimon, as we mentioned, says, since the whole parasha of Pigel is written by Shlomim, only a carbon which is similar to Shlomim, which is Nasa Bechutz, has the parasha of Pigel. A carbon which is Nasa Bifnim is not dimmer to Shlomim, it doesn't have the parasha of Pigel. So Rav Yossi doesn't go so far, as you see over here in Agamar, Rav Yossi does hold even a carbon which is Nasa Bifnim, if you Mechasha Bechutz to a Dovash and Nasa Bechutz, there is Machshav as Pigel. But Akubam is masking to Rav Shimon that an Avodah which is done Bifnim is not an avodah which is similar to shlamim, or a machshava b'shas avodah b'chutz to do something b'fnim b'davar shenasa b'fnim. Also, that's not dumi the shlamim. For example, if b'shas shchita you have machshava amanas lahazis midomoy b'fnim l'macher, since there is no hazos b'fnim by a carbon shlamim, therefore also there's no machshava spiegel. In other words, you say to Rabbi Yossi is it has to be dumi the shlamim. If that's the case, then kol shgein if you machashav b'fnim b'davar nasa b'fnim, surely over there it's not dumi the shlamim. The avoid that you're mechashiv in, and the avoid that you're mechashiv to do, both of them you do not have by shlomim, and surely Rabbi Yossi would hold over there that there's no machshav espigel. The other side, however, to understand Rabbi Yossi, which perhaps will be a little bit more mashman, the lashon of the Gemara didn't mention anything about mechashiv b'fnim b'davar nasa b'fnim. The Gemara only talks about mechashiv b'fnim b'davar nasa b'chutz, or the opposite, mechashiv b'chutz b'davar nasa b'fnim. You could understand a different gather in Rabbi Yossi, and that is that the avodah that you're mechashev during and the avodah that you're mechashev on both have to be in the same makim. If they're both b'chutz, that is machshav espigel, just like by shlomim always, the machshav is during an avodah which is nasa b'chutz, and you're mechashev to do something which is nasa b'chutz. From there you learn that all machshav espigel has to be the same, it has to be a common makim. If so, that would include either if you're mechashev b'chutz b'davar nasa b'chutz, or if you're mechashev b'fnim b'davar nasa b'fnim, both of those cases, the avodah which he's doing and the avodah which he's mechashev on are in the same makim. Tosis, who does ask the kasha how it's possible for the Kohen Gadol to be mefagel lefnim on Yom Kippurim, according to Tosis, held that even from pnim to pnim you can have mechashev according to Rabbi Yossi. The pshat is because you learn from Shlomim that it has to be dafka in avodah which is bechutz, and has to be that you're mechashev on something which is nasa bechutz. If it's avodah befnim and it's nasa befnim, then surely there you would hold that there is no machshev espigel. Now, b'das haramim, however, the Biskra proves the Rambam holds not like Tosis. The Rambam paskins like the sheet of Rabbi Yossi, Perek Yudayin Hochos Psula Magdashim Halacha Dalid. He brings the case if he's Omer Bechutz and he's Mechasher B'Dover Nasa B'Fnim, it's not Machshav Espigel. And the other way around as well, if he's B'Fnim and he's Mechasher B'Dover Nasa Bechutz, it's not Machshav Espigel. Only if he's Bechutz and he's Mechasher B'Dover Nasa Bechutz, then there's Machshav Espigel. This is like the sheet of Rabbi Yossi. Now at the same time, the Rambam over there in the beginning of the Perek Yudayin Halacha Aleph and Halacha Beis, Ram discusses Machshavas Pigel in the Zrik of Chatois HaPnimiyais. Ram over there says, since all of the Matanis are Ma'akiv, it's only Machshavas Pigel in the Zrik if he's Mechashav on all the Matanis, otherwise it's a Chatzi Mater. And the Sha'il is, according to the Ram, who Paskan Zeker Yossi, how is it Shaykh Bechlal Machshavas Pigel in the Zrik of Chatois HaPnimiyais? He's being Mechashav in Avoida, which is Nasa Bifnim. Akarach, you have to say, the Biskov explains with Asa Ramam, that the Ram argues on Taisvis, and the Ram would hold with Asa Yossi, that a machshava b'fnim b'davar nasa b'chutz, or a machshava b'chutz b'davar nasa b'fnim, as Rabbi Yossi says that it's not machshava espigel, but machshava b'fnim b'davar nasa b'fnim, there would be machshava espigel. And the explanation will be like the tzad that we explained before, what we're learning from Shlomim is not that the machshava always has to be b'chutz, and always has to be b'davar nasa b'chutz, rather what we're learning from Shlomim is that the avodah where he was machashiv, and what he was machashiv do have to be the same makim. Therefore, both in the case where he's mechashev b'chutz b'davar nasa b'chutz, and in the case where he's mechashev b'fnim b'davar nasa b'fnim, both cases of Gracie would hold that there is machshav espigel. The Rambam over here, which talks about machshav espigel by chatois apnimius, would have to be such a case where he's mechashev b'fnim b'davar nasa b'fnim. For example, as we said, if he's mechashev during the tefilas etzba of the hazor, and he's mechashev to do the hazor chutz zmanoi, that's machshav b'fnim b'davar nasa b'fnim. There, the Gracie would hold that there is machshav espigel. Now continue on, further down the Amud, the Gemara brings the Mishnah Zvachim Daf Manbeiz Omebeiz. The Mishnah there says, Eil Dvarim She'ein Chayavna Leim Yishon Pigol, HaKoymes V'Alavoyna V'Aktores, Minchas Kainim, Minchas Nesachim, Minchas Kainim Mashiach, Vahadam. Rashi over there explains, the chiyuv for pickles only on something which is a nitar, not something which is a matir. Kaimitz and Levainim, for example, these are matirim, they're not nitarim. Shiraim Hashenkin, that's a nitar, that's where you're chayiv mishum pickle. The first will just mention, Bekitzer, the kasha of Rashi, at the end of the Ramaschal HaKaimitz. Rashi asks, what is it negate to tell us the din that if one eats from a kaimitz, he's not chayiv mishum pickle since it's a matir? If he ate some of the kaimitz, obviously he was not makter the whole thing. And if so, anyways, there's no pickle on this mincha. Because in order for a carbon to be hukva bepigol, it has to be that it was korvu called matirov. Therefore, by mincha, you'd have to have been makter the entire kaimetz to be kovu bepigol. Over here, if you ate from the kaimetz, it's not korv called matirov. So what do you have to say is no chiv karis? Because you ate from the matter, either way, it wasn't korvu called matirov. So Rashi answers this kasha, and he says, the case we'll be talking about, kagain shehutza sa'or berubai. He was makter the kaimetz, he put it on the mizbeach, and rov of the kaimetz already caught on fire. At that point, it's considered as if the kaimetz was hukrav already, and it's already considered korvu kol matirov. If afterwards he takes it off and he eats from it, that's what the Mishnah tells us, that he's not chayiv kares, mishum pigol, because he ate from the matter, not from the nitar. Tosis asks the kasha on Rashi, from the sugya in Zvachim, daf Yam Gimel, the sugya of Paka Pigulai, the Gemara says that if you're mal on the Mizbeach, a kaimitz from a mincha that was nispagel, once you put it on the Mizbeach already, then it's Paka Pigulai Mimenu, as the Gemara explains over there in daf Yam Gimel on Medbeiz, even if you're only mal a part of the kaimitz. Once you put that part on the Mizbeach and it was Moshel Bayu'ur, it's Paka Bigulai from this Kaimetz, and you could be Mal even the rest of it, Lechatchilo. Rakabam Taisis' Kasha on Rashi is, if you're Mal the Kaimetz and already was Moshel Bayu'ur, then obviously if you eat from it afterwards, you're not going to be Chayiv Mishum Pigol because the Pigol was Paka from that Kaimetz. So Rashi's Kasha remains, what is it Negev for the Mishnah and Zvachim to tell us that if one eats from the Kaimetz, he's not Chayiv Mishum Pigol since it's a Matir? Either way, if he's already Malin on the Mizbeach, it's Paka Bigulai Mimenu. And you're not chayiv mishum pigol. This is the sugya in Zvachim Daf Mem Gimel. We won't get into this too much right now. And the next place is in the Maschal Valavino. He asks the kasha from now which the Mishnah in Zvachim lists Lavino as one of the items that you're not chayiv if you eat them mishum pigol, since they're not a nitar, they're a matir. And Taisus asks, the chayiv Lavino is a nitar, even though as we saw the one Daf Yer Gimel Omid Beis tells us that one could be makter the Lavino before he's makter the kaimitz. So the aktar of the kaimitz is not a matter on the Lavino. Still, the Diniz Taisus says, you cannot be mal the levain on the mizbeach before you do the ma'isa k'mitzah. Taisus says that would be enough to show that levain is a nitar. If so, why are you not chayav mishum pigol? And Taisus answers, einicham, it is a nitar, but it's also a matter. Since the kaimitz and the levain together are matter the shiraim, levain is also a matter. In order to be chayav mishum pigol, Taisus says it has to be that it is only a nitar, not a matter. Therefore, you're not chayav if you eat levain on mishum pigol. Taisus then continues and he says, what about imurim? We know that the din is that one cannot eat from the basar of a carbon until you're makter the imurim. If so, imurim also lecher is a matir, even though it's a nitar as well. It's nitar ade lizrika sadam, but if it's a matir also, Taisus have just established that something which is both a matir and a nitar also you're not chayv mishum pigol. If so, why should you be chayv if you eat from the imurim? And this Taisus answers that imurim are not considered to be a matir, even though the din is that one cannot eat from the basar of a carbon until you're makter the imurim. But since the din is that if the imurim would be nitmu or nevdu, then one would be allowed to eat the basar. That's a raya that the aktaras imurim is not considered to be a matir. So even though if there are imurim around, you cannot yet eat the basar yet, that's a din of seder, which one takes precedence. Aktaras imurim takes precedence before the achilo, but it's not because you need the aktaras imurim to be matir the achilo's basar. Now, in end, Taisus finishes, Va'idi Shleimar, the levain ain't la matir b'avidas ha-mizbeach, v'lihavi dumi d'shlamim sh'avidas mizbeach matiron k'goin zrikas dam. Taisus in this terz says, the Levina is not considered to be a nitar, even though as Taisus asked before, the din is that you cannot be makter the Levina until you do the kmitza. Taisus over here is saying that's not enough to make it considered that Levina is a nitar. The only time something is considered a nitar is if it was necessary to be matter it, is an avodah which is done on the Mizbeach. Over here you don't need any avodah to be done on the Mizbeach to be matter the Haktaras Levina, you just need the Maisa kmitza to be done. Since the Klalm of Machshavas Pigol I learned from Shlomim, the Basar and Imurim of a Shlomim have Pigol because they have a matter. Their matter is the Zrikas Hadam, so only something which is similar to Zrikas Hadam, which is done on the Mizbeach, is considered to have a matir. Levina, which does not need such a matir, doesn't need anything done on the Mizbeach in order to be matir it. It's not considered to be a nitar, therefore it's only a matir and not a nitar. That's why the Mishnah tells us that Levina does not have a chiyuv pigol. Now, Taisus does not spell this out beferish, but beslamba what Taisus means to say is that according to this last verse, the Va'idi Yishleimar, you can really say that Imurim are considered a matir. Imurim are a matter of the basar. Yet still, even though they're a matter, since they're a nitar as well, according to this last teretz of Taisus, that's enough to say that you are chayiv mishum pigol. And it seems these two Terusim of Taisus argue on a very fundamental principle. In order for something to be mechuyev mishum pigul if you eat it, is it enough that it's a niter, or does bedafka have to not be a matir, meaning if it's both a matir and a niter, you're not chayev mishum pigul? The first Terus of Taisus held that what's important to us is the fact that it's not a matir. Therefore, even though we consider Levina to be a niter, in his first Terus of Taisus held the fact that you need the kmita to be done before the Aktaris Levina that makes Levina into a niter, however, since it's also a matir, Taisus says, that's enough to say that you're not chayev mishum pigul. In other words, according to this first Terus of Taisus, what's kaver whether there's pigul or not is whether it's a matir, not whether it's a nidar. If it's a nidar but also a matir, the fact that it's a matir is mafkia, it's din pigul. According to the last Terus of Taisus, what's kaver whether something has a chi of pigul is only whether it's a nidar. Therefore, Taisus had to say that Levain is not considered a nidar, otherwise he would have been mechuyev mishum pigul. The fact that Levain is also a matir is not a reason to be mafkia the chi of pigul. What's important to us only is whether it's a nidar or not. How do we understand these two tzadim in Taisvis? So there's an important yisoid on the Indian of Machshavas Pigol from the Briskarov. This is printed in Hilchos Me'ilah on page 102 of the Sefer. The Briskarov over there says a yisoid, that which we find in order to mechayim Mishum Pigol, something has to be niter. Since Pigol is written by Shlomim, everything has to be dumi de Shlomim in order to mechayim Mishum Pigol. The Briskarov says it's not a tnai ba'almo that something has to be a niter, rather it has a gedder to it, it has a pshat. And that is that the carbon has to be nispagel al yidei matirov. Meaning, the way the pigul is chal on the different parts of the carbon, it gives it the din now that if you eat it, you'll be mechuyev karis v'shem pigul. How is that din pigul chal? Are you doing the avodis which are matter? In other words, b'derech chal, a kosher carbon, if you finish all of the avodis properly, your korvu kol matirov, that places a heter on parts of the carbon. It places a heter achila on the basar. It places a heter akhtara on the imurim. A shirayim as well places a heter achila. The heter achila is chal are you day the avodis which were completed. It's completed like the Zrika Saddam or the Aktaris Kaimitz. The Torah was mechadish to us that if the carbon was nispagel, one of the voids had machshava spigel, then when all of the voids are complete, and v'derech chal at that point, a heter is supposed to be chal on the basar, on the imurim, on the shiraim, if the carbon was nispagel, then instead of a heter being chal, the completion of those same voids which usually make a heter, those voids will replace a chi of pigel now on the parts that are nitar v'derech chal, now if you eat them, you'll be mechuyev karis. This is the gather of the din, which we learn from Shlomim, that a chi of pigol needs davar sheish le'matirin. It's not stomach zera sekosav, but this tells us how it works. How is a chal a chi of karis on certain parts of the animal? It's chal aide finishing the avodis and matirais. It places a din karis on whatever was nitar aide those avodis. This is the yisayid of the Briskarov. This is very fundamental yisayid in the whole parasha of pigol. Rakapam, to get back to Taisus Bayas, it would seem that we could explain the two tzurutsim of Taisus. They argue about this yisayid of the Briskarov. The first Terus of Taisus held that if something is both a matter and a nitar, that's also not dumi de shlomim and you're not chayiv misham pigol. Therefore, Taisus says the levino, even though it's a nitar but it's also a matter, that's why it's included in the Mishnah, the list of items that you're not chayiv if you eat them misham pigol. This Terus of Taisus lechayr holds, in order to be chayiv misham pigol, you have to be dumi de shlomim, dumi to the basar and emurim, or there's a chayiv pigol by shlomim. Basar and emurim are only a nitar, they're not a matter. The moment something is also matir, that's already enough to make it not dumi d'shlamim, and there'll be no chiyuv karis mishum pigol. The second Terus of Taisus says that if the levina would be both a matir and a nitar, then there would be a chiyuv mishum pigol. Taisus had to be mechadish in the second Terus that it's not a nitar. The second Terus of Taisus could be understood al derech l'briskarov. The limit from shlamim is not simply a gzeres akosav. It tells us why something has to be hutar like this something else in order to be chayiv mishum pigol, because that's exactly how the pigol is chal. It's chal ayideila avodes hamatirais. If so, we can understand that once the levina is considered a nitar, it will make no difference if it's also a matir. As long as it's a nitar and it's shaykh to be chawan at the din pigal, I did avoidis hamatiris, that will be enough to be mechayiv mishum pigal. That's why Taisus in the second Terus had to be mechadish, that levina is not considered a nitar, otherwise he would have been mechayiv. The first Terus, however, lechayiv would not fit with the yisayid of the Briskarov. According to the first Terus, even if something is a nitar and it's shaykh to be chawan at the din pigal, I did avoidis hamatiris, but the moment that it's also a matter, now already it's not dumi d'shlamim, this would seem that it's exeris the cost of ba'alma. Therefore, in order for it to be considered dumi d'shlamim, it has to be dafka nita, and not also a matter. If it's both, that's also a reason why it's not dumi d'shlamim. Therefore, Taisus in his first Terus had no problem saying that levina is both a nita and a matter. That would be enough a reason to say that you're not chayiv mishum pigol. Now, continue on to the Gemara Shaila on Amud Beis, Bo'i Rabbi Yechanan pigol b'lach meitoy d'mahu, b'minchas ma'af emahu. The Rashi over here explains, what was the shaila of Rabbi Yochanan? The shaila was a leave with Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Yossi holds in the Mishnah that only the one chal that he was mechashev on, and only the one seder that he was mechashev on those Yechayim Mishim Pigal, not the other chal, not the other seder. Over here, the Gemara has a shayla, what about Lachmei Toido and Minchas Maf? As Rashi explains, Lachmei Toido has different meanim. If you're mefagal in one of the meanim, does it basically hold that the other meanim are nispagal as well? And Minchas Maf also, Rashi explains, the cases where you divided it and you have five chalis and five rekikin, this is going according to the sheet of Reb Shimon and Daftan Dain, that one can do such a thing. And the shayla is again, do you say that if you're mefagal in one of the meanim, the other meanim is nispagal as well? Rashi's mavur that according to the sheet of the Rabbanan in the Mishnah, there is no shayla. Definitely all of the chalis are nispagal. We also see from Rashi that within the same min, there for sure basically is maskim that all of the chalis of that min are nispagal. The shayla only is from one min to another min. We saw that Taisus made this point as well on Dafid Gimel Amud Beis and Dibur Maschel Lechel Echer Min Astarim. And Rashi, when he explains the two stodim of the shayla alibu der Beisi, the Loshna of Rashi is Kivan de Zevach Echer Matiron Kechad Damyon. What does Rashi mean when he says Zevach Echad Matiron? So in the Sefer Karneri explains that Rashi was bothered that in the Mishnah the Shtei Lechem are one min, and the Lechem Aparim also are one min, and still Rabbeisi holds that if you mefagel one Lechem, it's not mefagel the other one, one Seder is not mefagel the other one, so why over here, within the same min, it's poshut that all of them aren't mefagel, the Shtei is just from one min to another min? So this Rashi answers, and over here with Lachmai Toida and Minchas Mafe, Zevach Echer Matiron, that's why it's poshut that within the same min, they definitely will be nispagal. The Gemara's Shaila is B'dasir Beisi from one min to another min. The Karneri explains that what Rashi means to say is, as opposed to Shtei Alechem and Lechem upon him, this is not Zevach Echer, rather this Shtei Zvachim. The Shtei Alechem are Huter Adei Shnei Kvasim, and Lechem upon him is Huter Adei the Shnei Bezichin. That's why over there Beisi held that even though they're the same min, if you're mefagal one Lechem, it's not mefagal the other one. And from Mefagel one Seder, it's not Mefagel the other Seder, because over there there are two different Zvachim being matter them. Here, where there's one Zevach being matter them, so within the same min it's Poshet, the Shaila only is it from one min to the other min. This is how the Karneri explains Rashi, and the Shaila would be, the way he explains it's Mashma from Rashi, that the way the two Kivsei Atzeres are matter the Shtei HaLechem, is that one Kevis is being matter one Lechem, and the other Kevis is being matter the other Lechem. And by the Lechem upon him as well, one Bozach is being matter one Seder, and the other Bozach is being matter the other Seder. If this was the case, then we would understand this far of Rashi, the way the Karneri is explaining. However, this is surely not the Pashtus. Rather, Kaprute, the way it works is that you need both Kivsei Atzeres to be matter the Shtei Alechem, and you need to be matter both Bezichin to be matter both of the Starim. If that's the case, then still Rashi would be hard to understand. What difference does it make if you have two Kvasim being matter the Shtei Alechem, and two Bezichin being matter the Lechem upon him, since both Kvasim are Nisyachis to both Chalais, and both Bezichin are Nisyachis to all of the Lechem upon him? What difference does it make if it's one or two? Why should it be that Rabbi Yossi holds that if it's one Zevach being matter, then it's poshut that within one min, one is mefagel the other one, only Safik is about two different minim. Hashem, if there's two Zevachim being matter, then Rabbi Yossi holds that one Lechem is not mefagel the other Lechem, one Seder is not mefagel the other Seder, even though they're the same min. This would be difficult to understand. We'll leave this as a ha'ara. As we said, Rashi is mevur that the Safik in the Gemara over here is B'das Rabbi Yossi. And the Achrein were bothered by this, as Fasemes asks, it's not mistaken that the Shaila of Rabbi Yechonah was Shalei Alibu de Hilchasa, and furthermore he brings the Rambam in Perek Yud Zayin Hilchas Psula and Mekdoshim Halacha Yud, the Rambam of their Paskins like the Sheet of the Chacham in the Mishnah, Hashechet Shnei Kivsei Atzeres, V'choshev Lechol Achas Mishtei Chalis L'mochar, Shteyam Pigol, and Loch Yiralf he says, Hikdor Shnei Bezichin, V'umachashev Lechol Echer Mishnei Astorim L'mochar, Shnei Astorim Pigol, and then Halacha Yud Beis he says, V'chinim Chishev Machsheves Hazman, V'achas Michalis Atoido, V'achas Michalis Minchas Mafatanur, Harei kol achalos pigul. And the Kesef Mishnah over there says that the Rambam Halacha Yud Beis was paskening the din of the Safek of Rabbi Yochanan, which we are poshut from a braisa. The Kesef Mishnah is muchach, even though the Rambam just paskened like the sheet of the Chacham in the previous two halachos. In Halacha Yud Beis, he says the Rambam paskened like the previous, which the Gemara brought from the braisa. Clearly, the Kesef Mishnah understands B'das HaRambam that the Safek of the Gemara was not a libud der Beis, it was a libud der Chachamim as well, and that Gemara was poshut. That's how the Rambam paskened like the previous of the Gemara. And Sassamus explains, he says, what is the Shaila B'das HaChamim? The Shaila was maybe the Chacham hold Dafka by Shtei Alechem, where it's a son of Kosov of Guf Echod. As Rabbi Yechner brought before, B'das Rabbi Yossi, that he had a steer between the Psukim, on one hand a son of Kosov of Guf Echod, on the other hand a son of Shnei Gufin, and Rabbi Yossi was pushed that steer, and he says, if he's Ma'ariv with his Machshava, then it's a son of Guf Echod, otherwise it's Shnei Gufin. The Shita of the Chacham is that it's always Guf Echod, you don't have to be Ma'ariv in Machshava, and therefore the one of the Shaila maybe Dafka over there by Shtei Alechem, and by Lechem upon him as well, Taisus over here, and Dibur Maschel HaKosov, He points out the lechem panim is learned from shtei alechem, so the same din which we have by shtei alechem, with the aser basi, there is a saw cost of guf echad sometimes, if he was ma'ar of them, otherwise it's shnei gufin. So Taisa explains the same as by lechem apanim, lechem panim is learned from shtei alechem. Rakapanim Fasemes explains the shayla of Rabbi Yechanan was b'das lechachamim. Maybe the chacham hold only where it's a saw cost of guf echad. There the din is there from mifagel one lechem, the other one is also in ispagel. Mashenkin belach by toydan minchas mafah, where we don't see the saw cost of guf echad. There we have a shayla b'das lechachamim. Now continue on. Behemshach, the Gemara brings a brisa which discusses if a person has a machshava and two different avodis, each avodi had a machshava on a chatzi zayis, are they mitzdarif? The brisa says a machshava during shchita and a machshava during zrika are mitzdarif. And where is the suffix? Is that only shchita and zrika because they're both matirin, but kabbalah and halacha not? Or is shchita and zrika mitzdarif even though they're merechi v'kolshkein kabbalah and halacha which are mekarvi? The Rashi over explains what does it mean that shchita and zrika are both matirin, as opposed to Kabbalah and Halacha. Rashi says, Shechita is a matter because it's Mekadosh the Dam. He quotes the Gemara later on, Daf Tazayin Amud Beis, Habala Kadosh Kabbalah Hatter Dami, and Zrika is matter the Basar. Kabbalah and Halacha, however, Rashi says, Lav Matir Ninu, they're only Tzirich Zrika, but they don't create any Heter or Kiddush on their own. Now Tosfos over here, Dibur Maschil Shechita Zrika, he quotes Rashi, and he asks, Lachar the Kabbalah Sadam is Mekadosh the Dam. If Bala Kaddish Kabbalah Hatter, we should also call the Kabbalah a matter, since it's Mekadosh Adam in the Kli Sharis. On this Taisa's answer is, Lav Perchehi, the Dam Sakin Mekadosh Adam, like the Aminim B'Seif Perkin. Taisa said the Dam is not Neskadosh Adam the Kabbalah but Kli Sharis, rather it's Neskadosh Adam the Sakin. Now the problem with this Taisa is, there are a few Gemaras which seem to be Mavur now like this, rather that the Dam is Neskadosh in the Kli Sharis. We just had the Gemara Daf Yud Gimel Med Beis, which says, right before the Mishnah, Michti Tervaya Kedushas Klihu, Mali Memela, Mali Shokal Virami, the Gemara is talking about Kabbalah Saddam as opposed to Matan Kli of a Kaimitz, and the Gemara says they're both common, they both have Kedushas Kli. This Gemara is Mefurish, that there is a Kiddush for Tzitzchal, like the Kli Sharis, at the time of Kabbalah Saddam. Additionally, there's a Gemara in Seita Daf Yidar Amud Beis, which is even more Mefurish. The Gemara over there is discussing now, which the Braisa says, after the Kemitzah, you put the Kaimitz into a Kli Sharis to be Mekadosh it. And the Gemara over there asks, Lomeli, why do you have to be Mekadosh it again? It already has a Kiddush before the Kemitzah, you already put it into a Kli Sharis to be Mekadosh it. And the Gemara answers, Midi Dehavi Adam. Kaimitz is the same as Dam. Dam Afagav the Kidshosei Sakin with Savar Behemo, Hodr Mekadosh it with Kli Sharis, Hochanami Loishno. Just like Dam needs two Kiddushim, it has a Kiddush of the Sakin with Shasta Shchito, it still needs a second Kiddush with Shasta Kabbalah and the Kli Sharis. A Kaimitz also needs the second Kiddush. You have to be Mekadosh to Kaimitz in the Kli Sharis. That Gemara again is Mevur Lachar, there is a Kiddush which is being Chal, Vishas the Kabbalah on the Kli Sharis. So in the Sefer Minchas Avraham, he quotes B'Shem the Biskarov to explain what's the Chilik between the Kiddush of Shechita and the Kiddush of Kabbalah. The Kiddush of Shechita is Aidei L'Avodah of Shechita. Now if she's doing an Avodah in the carbon, that's what's Mekadosh the Dam. Therefore, as far as that's concerned, we say Bala Kaddish Kabbalah Hatter Dami, L'Avodah is considered a matter because it's Mekadosh. Shenking by Kabbalah, even though it has to be done with the Kli Sharis, and the Kli Sharis is Mekadosh the Dam, but what's Mekadosh the Dam is not the fact that he's doing an Avodas Kabbalah, rather that which the Dam is falling into the Kli Sharis. In other words, two things are really happening b'shas Avodas Kabbalah. There's an Avod of being Mekabal the Dam. There's also a Kiddush which is being Chal on the Dam in the Kli Sharis. And therefore, even though the Dam is being Neskadosh in the Kli Sharis at the time of Kabbalah, it's not going to make the Avod of Kabbalah into a Matir, because it's not the Avod which is being Mekadosh the Dam, it's the fact that the Dam is falling into the Kli Sharis. L'Rachayim or Mavur, they could actually separate the Kabbalah Saddam and the Kiddush Dam B'Kli Sharis. In the Sefer Mikdash David, Simen Zayin, Sif Katan Beis, he discusses the Rambam, which we've talked about in the past. The Rambam is Mavur that if one does Matan Kli on two halves of a Kaimitz, he puts one half in one Kli and one half in the other Kli, afterwards you could combine them. The Mikdash David holds B'das Rambam that the same is also true by Kabbalah Saddam. If you Mekabal Pachas Mikdei Azah in one Kli and Pachas Mikdei Azah in another Kli, afterwards, you can combine the two kelim. Mikdash Dovin understands the pshat is because you're mekabel the dam pachas mikdei azah in the kli. It is considered a kim of avodas kabbalah, just it's not a kiddush on the dam. He holds that the two could be separated. You could be mekayim at one point the kabbalah sadam, and at a later point you'll be mekayim the din kiddush in the kli sharis. Akapan the Biskrov says this is the pshat. This is the chiluk between the shechita and the kabbalah. Shechita is considered a matir since the shechita is mekadosh the dam, meaning the avodas shechita is mekadosh the dam. And Bala Kaddish Kabbalah Hatter Dami. Kabbalah Saddam also is Mekadosh Saddam, but it's not the Avodas Kabbalah. It's now Saddam is entering the Kli Sharis and is being Neskadosh, Since it's not Avodas Kabbalah, we do not consider Avodas Kabbalah to be a matter. It's not like Shita, we don't say Bala Kaddish Kabbalah Hatter Domi.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on any daf in Shas, including Myra McClaymus on each shiur, please visit shasilluminated.org. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the daf worldwide. We can be reached at 203-312-SHAS, or you can email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.